In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the other thing is that his coach realized that Pat is that mother. That became clear. Dude, sorry. Am I allowed to say that? Or?
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. And just real quick, Mark, to finish up on the conversation that I heard you guys having. Some of the college football teams not have to find out if they were in the college football playoff yesterday. Some knew beforehand, the ones that got the automatics, like Tulane.
Dibs, get your boy. I can't believe you don't have a sweater on today.
Notre Dame, yeah, you're right. They had to wait along with Miami.
Oh, my.
But Tulane and James Madison, we knew.
You get know, your boy, Willard. Yeah, he's a fan.
I'm happy for you.
Dude, it's kind of fun.
Every college football fan who's happy, I'm happy for you. If your team got, and I hate this, snubbed.
Notre Dame 49er Frankie is
first
hurt.
Of all, no one's ever going to feel bad for a Notre Dame fan. That's all on you. Oh. If you are a Notre Dame
Bob
fan.
Fitzgerald.
No, I forgot Fitz.
If you're feeling sorry for yourself, call it payback for the last 50 years of every advantage
look
possible.
You.
So you could do that. But I, like, boy, am I the wrong person to talk college football with.
Don't you wish you had a dog in the fight? We had one out here.
I don't, because I don't want this process.
Oh, okay.
I don't want anything to do with it. Mm. I love the game, but the process is the worst thing I've ever seen. I love to liken it to other sports. Can you imagine if the 49ers finished this year 11-6? And then we have to wake up. We have to wake up the next day to out if they put us in.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
That wouldn't go away.
It's the most
Notre Dame said it's not going away this paid.
Most anti-sport thing that you can
DM
do.
Said
we, always, try to set a goal to get one of those automatics. That's what we try to do.
People are mad at you. Yeah. Who is the other team playing Oregon getting an automatic? They don't belong.
James Madison.
They don't belong.
But see, what you don't understand is Dibbs got a team in the tourney, too. He's got a Texas A&M. He's got a tie.
Barely. I went to one game.
Your neighbor used to coach there. I would adopt that until another team came around.
Well, and now he's gone on to have like four other jobs. Mm. So, like, I'm more attached myself to where he is currently, which is the Jets. And after yesterday, no, I'm not a Jets fan.
All right.
Because oh my God.
Yeah.
And by the way, for those of you out there who want to fade the Dibber. You take Ole Miss and you lay the 17.5 now.
Is it 17.5?
Right. Tulane's going to lose by 40 like they did last time.
What, you want to give me 40 then, Mouth? Yeah, I said it. Give me 40 then.
Well, we might be at IOUs.
You want to talk about Mouth? Mouth? Let's talk about Kansas City, the Chiefs.
It's too bad we didn't bet on it. It's too bad we did not make it. We didn't. We never.
Of course we did.
We said dinner.
Of course we did.
Yeah. I don't think we ever put a prize on
it. Drinks.
Beyond, of course we did.
Evan said it too.
And the worst part is not only did we make a bet, you've offered three times to let us, quote, out of it because We got schnookered.
Yeah. Oh,
don't
no.
get it twisted.
Was Evan in?
Evan must have been in. No, you were here. Willard's text last night as soon as the final. I said I just was waiting on it.
You guys have.
We still got life, though. They can't win the division.
Sure. You don't really have life. But
they've got life.
Not really.
Run the table and get help.
And the Chargers need to completely crater. But the bottom line is, you guys are about a breath away from having a tremendous fried egg on your face.
Because you not only
made the bet, you made fun of us for making the bet.
Constantly.
But I'm going to say this to you both and Steiny. What I bet on was there. I didn't see Kareem Hunt dropping a touchdown pass right in his mitts. I didn't see Kelce going, whoop,
don't do that. Well, then we'll win the bet.
No.
Don't do that.
Because it happened that way. They'll probably let us win the bet.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Every team has that.
Oh, Willard.
Every team will have its
play. This just was bad luck.
Are you not doing it? If you missed out, anybody across our entire listening audience, yesterday was Make the Playoffs Day. If anybody didn't make the playoffs in fantasy, aren't you doing that?
Oh, you know. I'll find out in the morning. I lost to Shasky. Diz is telling me I'm in, but I don't believe it. So I'm waking up. It's 4 a.m. and look.
I have a league where I'm in if they let that Ravens touchdown stand yesterday, but they changed
Willard,
the rule.
Willard,
they changed the rule in real
here.
Time.
Willard,
and at this
you
moment,
have to be sick.
But that's life.
What rule?
What's he had 2 feet down lively.
2 feet down?
And then they said, turn Romo goes, that's a touchdown. Jim, there's no way to overturn it. And then they're like, he didn't have 3 steps. He caught
he
the
did
touchdown.
Have 3 steps,
they would
have
had to lead 2 steps.
He did have
they
3 steps.
They said he had to have 3. I don't know what I'm watching anymore.
He caught the ball. He possessed the ball. It he started
Willard, you lost on that.
Well, he almost went into his celebration.
I might still end up in, but it would be over if I had had that.
That's weak,
but
man.
That's the way it goes. Everyone's got their list. When it doesn't go well, of the games that you shoulda, coulda, and the woulda, and all that. And so.
I got you.
So anyway, I'm not giving you that with the Chiefs either.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to ask him this. Are you telling me I had a shot?
Yeah. Yeah.
What would have needed to happen? Because
you had to win, and he had to lose, which he did.
Okay.
And then with 3 wins.
You had to have Spadoni beat, I think, Zach, which he did.
Okay.
And then you had to, like, not be outscored by somebody else by, like, 30 points, and you would have. But instead, you went, and I'm going to borrow from Dr. Seuss, Yertle the Turtle. You turtled up, and you played 4 guys on your team that all had byes.
Four?
Did you really?
At are least, you kidding
I mean,
me, dude?
Why would
3?
You do that?
Oh,
well, I didn't have my computer over the weekend.
Oh,
that's
dude, what do you mean
the,
you deserve
whoa, whoa, whoa. I, what do you mean you didn't have your computer over the weekend?
I went down to L.A. and I left it here.
You didn't bring your phone?
It doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
I've never been able to get... Yeah, but I don't forget...
I do all my changes on the phone.
I'm sure you do, and most people probably can.
How about text Lucas?
Are you kidding me with that?
I kind of forgot.
I will quote from my own text from last week.
Yeah.
Steiny needs a Spadoni win.
I read it on air.
He did. A Goo loss. He did.
Oh, my God.
And Steiny to win and not have Goo outscore you by 33. And he wouldn't because Guru's team was... And
pathetic, but we're still
there's a synonym for donkey. Like there's a synonym for donkey. Yeah. I won't say.
So Guru did outscore me by 33.
Yeah, because you didn't play any of your players.
Right, but had you actually cared, you would have outscored him by 33.
And you would have been in.
And Spadoni won. He lost, and you would have won, and then you would have been in.
Wow.
So instead,
that hurt. Look at it.
Yeah. Instead, like a scared turtle, he goes in his shell.
That's great knowledge.
It's not about being a scared turtle. It's about
I tried
what
last
should
week.
The consequence be for me and my organization?
Wow, it's dying.
Well, like we do have too many teams in this league, so maybe you just don't get to play next year.
No, there's not too many teams. I love the 16 teams.
No, because it finally worked for you.
Finally.
Dibs, how many points did he beat me by?
It's not over yet.
Because I could... Oh.
Well, the week's not over.
So wait a minute.
Guru's done. Guru's got 90.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And
I stink.
You
have
56.96.
And what does he have?
90. So you played Juwan Jennings on a bye. Brian Robinson Jr.
Oh my God.
On a bye.
Steiny, that's bothering
Stephon
me.
Diggs on a bye. And R. Fitzgerald. He's a kicker.
Steiny,
on a bye.
Man.
You played four guys on a bye.
I'm hurt for you.
And
well, you got in for me, right?
Well, you needed to win, and you didn't, but now we know why.
It's just
poor. Did I need to win also?
Yeah, you had to win.
Yes. Well, who did I play?
You played...
Lucas.
And how many did he score?
Lucas been getting breaks like this all freaking years.
Lucas has 104.
Why couldn't have beaten him?
If you would have played four actual human beings, could you have scored 48 more points?
No, not the human beings. I would have had to claim off waivers.
Easily.
No, dude. Like the highest
running back.
It was a mistake. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Wow.
Boy.
Brian Robinson averages more points, and he only averages like four, than the best guy I could have claimed.
You want to make a bet?
No matter how you slice this, Steiny,
I'm sure you could pick the right four guys.
Exactly.
Come on, Dibs.
I want you to feel what it's like. You could get into the weeds like that. This is such poor form because this could have and probably did affect others, not just you.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Like, this is
that's
like,
fine. It's it like aided guru.
But maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe it didn't. You don't know. Like,
somebody's got to be the Raiders.
But is this like parking in a handicapped spot?
I would never do that. It's not like that at all.
It is like that.
I would never park in a handicapped spot.
In a fantasy sense, he let the league down. Poor form.
Yeah.
You're affecting other people.
Thanks, Parker.
As opposed to Shasky, who's been, boy, he's been scouring the waiver. Well,
he had a guy on IR that was in there yesterday and still beat me.
This is when the dealer has a six showing and you got a 14 on third base and you hit.
Wow.
Because you just don't care about anybody else in the league.
I threw my drink at that guy.
Yeah. Man. That's what you just did. There's no way around it. That's
I missed you guys Friday, so I didn't get to react to the Spencer. But my partner's doing a great job trying to put me in a corner and make it sound like Spencer's magic.
Wait.
Why can't we as Americans just ride this wave and point out that dude's balling, it's come out of nowhere, and I love it. The rest will take care of itself. I question when Steph's coming back, you know. But Dibs, this is incredible. The confidence and just the moxie this dude's showing, and now they're energized in me, and I love it.
What else is there? What else is anybody suggesting?
When Dre and Steph come back.
Well, yeah, he's not going to score 17 a game anymore.
He could be your backup PG.
Could be. Of course he is.
Wow.
Of course he is. What else would you do with him? Like...
Well, I was like, you could start him, but Melton, I believe, is on a minute restriction.
No,
but until that's lifted, why not give him a start with the guys?
I mean, maybe. That's Styles makes fights and roles and, you know, all of that stuff. Like, that's not, I don't think that's what Pat does. Maybe we're wrong, though, because I didn't know he does this.
Either.
But, yeah, he's at least the backup point guard, and it feels really good also because I sure would doubt that Steph's not going to miss any more games the rest of the year.
Right.
So now you've got that. Like, everybody's looking for an identity, and you're looking for a process that works, and the Warriors are on this search, and I think they found a little piece of it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's great.
It's not going to be an issue because they've got to start looking at the number of games he plays, apparently.
I said that to you.
You know what? Like, you might not be able to play him in garbage time anymore.
Well, first of all, it's not about play. It's not about minutes.
No, it's about games.
No, it's about whether he's active.
Yep.
So the second he's active, it's a game.
There you
whether
go.
He gets
okay,
in
you.
Or not.
Wow.
There you go.
The second he's
which
active.
Which is the same, though, yeah.
Right, but the garbage time thing, it doesn't matter. Like, if he's active, he's active, whether he plays or not. But
how peculiar is this?
I don't think that's going to be an issue either because there's no way in hell they're not going to put him on the roster.
All right, gotcha. Who did we see do this a couple years ago, and they converted it? It was like, that was the right thing to do with the Golden State Warriors. I want to say last 2-3 years, there was a player who was back and forth. And then they, Bechiching, he's on the squad, nothing to worry about.
Was it JTA? It might have been Ty Jerome.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but I remember what you're talking about.
It got converted.
Well, look, they're clearly going to be making some trades, and they're going to create a roster spot.
You think?
Yep.
I mean, my God.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, 38 days till JK Day. And, I was listening to Brian Geltzeiler. I can't remember where I heard that, but man, that was so good.
It was with you guys,
but and he's a big time JK fan, and I loved what he said about JK. Where, yeah, you go ahead and DNP him now, but in 2 or 3 weeks when you want to like ramp him up toward the deadline, that's when you have to showcase him. So, like, if you want to send a message now, okay, do that now, but in a month when you're getting toward the actual deadline, that's when you have to play him to let everyone know how good he is.
Do you really feel that way?
That's what he said, and I totally locked in on that, and I loved it.
He was throwing a hissy fit Saturday. Dre had to talk to him, had to towel over.
You're talking about Jonathan.
Jonathan Kuminga. And I think Kurt got wind of that and sent him a message and went viral with it, telling him he's not in the rotation, almost like a penalty. But Willard, I really, on his bad day, don't think this team's deep enough to where, hey, Kuminga, you're not playing, but yeah, we're going to try to trade you in 38 days.
I don't know if this had anything to do with a message other than, dude, he's playing very poorly.
And his best, and his mannerisms.
And they like everything, all of that goodwill from the first 2 weeks is just so long gone.
Where did it go?
And so they're just, when you execute like they did over the weekend, largely without him, I think that this just becomes a functional thing. But, you know, I didn't get to hear Brian. I love when he comes on your show. This is just me. I don't think there needs to be any showcasing at all. He's in his fifth year.
That's what BG said.
Yeah, but like
he said, the league knows who he is based on 5 years.
Right. So, like, why would suddenly in January and you'd be like, we got to show you? You're either super intrigued by him or you're not. And that it is on that they will trade him.
What have they got to showcase?
Watch
his
other
four
thing.
Turnovers in 9 minutes when he tries to go to the
three
basket.
Three words, Steiny. The ha-ha.
Oh, I don't even know where it's at right now.
I thought your three words were 1-4-10.
No.
Sorry. My bad.
It's the ha-ha.
Got it. Is ha-ha a hyphen?
It might be.
Okay.
Run me over with a locomotive. No, this guy
I'm done, man. I have nothing.
Come on.
I'm on empty. He turned the ball over in Philly, threw a bad pass, gave up a three-point play, got the ball out the net, and he's smiling. I was like, Dibs, you can do whatever you want, but my goodness, like, dude, that was your fault. What are you laughing? Get in the game. You should be mad.
That smile reminded me of Reuben Foster.
Damn.
When he smiled as he was getting put in the car.
Damn.
When he was getting cuff him and stuff.
My man with Reuben Foster.
Just the smile. Like,
yeah.
Why are you smiling, Reuben? You're getting arrested. And I'm not trying to say that JK is being arrested, but just the way he was so almost gleeful.
Yes.
Like, in that moment, and also the previous game after they lost, and he's walking off the floor, and it's like, are you happy?
I heard what you said, Steiny. Like, I don't want to jump on JK for a smile because that can mean multiple things. Like, sometimes it's a wry grin where you're just kind of almost.
Steiny said everything's going against me.
Well, right. Don't you smile sometimes when you're just like, man, what the heck? I can't catch a break. Like, or we can't catch a break or whatever. So I don't want to guess what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Like, JK's not a bad guy. Yeah. He's not like an awful attitude problem. He's never been that. He's just not executing.
And
for
his
the
agent's
Warriors.
Doing him no favors.
These quotes from Nick Friedell are, to me, an indication that it's pretty much over.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Over. And again, this is not a bad attitude, this response from Kuminga, but it's just, do you think it's a one-game thing or do you think it's a foreseeable future? Kuminga goes, I'm not really sure, but as long as things are working out there, I don't see the point of switching anything, changing, meaning as long as they're winning, he shouldn't put, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Whenever my number gets called, I'll be ready, but I don't see the point because I feel like we've been doing good. We're doing good, and I think things are working and moving well, so I don't see the point of taking certain people out of the rotation. Like, that sounds great in a way, but what he's really doing is conceding.
No doubt. Or being sarcastic.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you know,
exactly.
Like, I don't know which.
But I don't, like, that in and of itself, I don't think is a bad thing. It's just, that's where we're at. It's over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
over. Fight,
and you hear Steve like, oh, Gee, the energy and the
and
the
I
effort
see it. We see it.
Yeah, but the fact that Steve talked about the things that I don't believe that Jonathan does all the time. And Steve is like, you know, Gee comes in and it's the energy, it's the effort, and that's why, you know, we're going to play Gee. And he played 20 minutes yesterday. Yeah. And so I do think that that was not really a backhanded comment about JK, but at the same time, like, JK doesn't always do those things, right?
My last thing, they're shorthanded and he's getting these DMPs.
Right.
Just think about that. They're shorthanded and they said, we don't need you, basically.
Look.
Wow.
I know that
it's almost over, with, Will.
I'm kind of with you, Steiny. It's like if you, I understand why he has fans.
Yeah, polarized.
But if you don't see it by now, I don't.
Well, you're talking to me now. You're right.
I am. Yeah. I am. And I even driving over, listening to you say, like, you still believe he's going to get back in there in the next two games. And Steiny goes, why? And that's what I'm like. Right, I get it. I get it if you love the guy. Like, he does some intoxicating things out there. And it really, you know, those putbacks in Philly or whatever.
It was like, but I saw it. Like,
it's incredible. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know what's left to say to the people who keep trying to jam this octagon into a circle or a square. Like, it just,
I filed divorce papers. Like,
yeah,
I'm done.
Like, I don't,
you won't hear from me.
Well, I don't know.
The damage has been done. And here's what I mean. If you're a JK fan, huge fan, you've lost. You're a loser right now in this argument. You can only be a winner.
But you're a Warriors fan.
You are. No, you're bigger than that. But you're off. You were wrong on Kuminga. You've been wrong.
But this
the
is
the only
quick.
Way you can be proven right is when he leaves here,
we get something
if he
back.
Shines.
No, if we get something back, that's what's also concerning.
Well,
you think that,
well,
like,
you're not gonna. I mean, what do you,
will,
what do you expect
is,
back? For Jonathan,
well, into this season,
Kuminga.
We thought people had, I can't give you a name, but we might get something back. This
I know,
is promising.
Well, wait, no, they'll get $25 million of basketball player back. That's what they'll get.
Because you smile, that's how I said to you, and you didn't say nothing.
What?
Like that 25 mil that they...
They're not going to get a player of, like, they're going to get a player, and everyone's going to go, oh, gosh. But he'll be a better fit than Kuminga.
Well, that's, so, like, remember, one man's trash could be another man's treasure. It could be absolutely true both directions of whatever trade happens. Like, this is small potatoes, but aren't the Niners kind of happy with what they got in Keon White from New England?
Nobody was throwing a parade.
Right, they wouldn't play him. He had fallen out of favor, fallen out of the system, fallen out of whatever. He comes here for cheap, and he's succeeding in this moment, in this system, in this circumstance. Same thing could happen. There's guys all over the league that have fallen out of favor. It doesn't make them bad players. JK's not a bad player. But,
I mean,
this just, I mean, it doesn't work.
We are more... With Jonathan Kuminga, I'm afraid we're more to the other side of his value if they need to trade him. And that is, you may have to, because he's making $25 million and hasn't played, you may have to attach something to him.
Man, he said that
for
earlier.
Somebody to give you something back.
Could you imagine?
Because there are teams out there that I guarantee you, not all of them, but I'll bet there's some that are like, We don't think he can play, and we don't think he's worth $25 million. So it's a double whammy.
But those teams won't require him.
Then. Right. But I'm saying it's not like 31 teams in the league are saying, I think we could get Kuminga.
No, but I bet there are 5 or 10.
Right.
And all you need is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love what Geltzy said about, and I also love the fact that he calls you Daryl.
Yeah, I love it.
That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
John Collins with the Clippers, and he was talking about the Clippers like, oh my God, and he defended the Clippers and what they did with Chris Paul, and he's like, you know what? You may see Kawhi on the move, and the Clippers need to completely blow that thing up. So if you're the Warriors, would you take John Collins for half a year at $26 million, a guy who...
When's his contract up?
This year.
Oh, man.
It's expiring, so you at least get a guy who can be maybe more of a fit for you, like Kuminga, and whatever the pick swap is, and you would have to add in a certain amount of salary, I'm sure, to get John Collins, who makes 26.6, but, I mean, Steiny, you're the basketball guy. Would he be a better fit right now than Kuminga?
Well, he would be, because Kuminga's not a fit at all, but if you trade Kuminga for Collins, I don't know why you would do it, because... Colin, then you're trading Kuminga for an expiring.
Right. But, I mean, Kuminga is essentially an expiring as well, because you're not going to pick up the option.
I'd rather have a ninth man who's going to be under contract for 2 or 3 years than Collins.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about Collins. Yeah. I used to like him in Atlanta. He's loved him in Atlanta.
So you don't think he would fit better than JK, though? Because that's what this is.
He can shoot threes a little bit.
Man, he's tall, length.
31% so far this year.
I'm not sure, but I think his numbers have dropped the last 3 years.
And the real piece that you would love from the Clippers, and Mark and I love this player, but I don't think that they're going to part with him.
Zubats.
We talked about him last week.
We love Zubats.
Dude, that is the key
to the Warriors.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah. No, but I it feels like now you guys are talking, some of you at least, are talking about him as if he's damaged goods. I don't think that the league sees it that way.
He's damaged goods here, I believe. He needs a new start.
And he is still largely an unknown. But this is not like, ooh, bad contract.
Right.
I think this is a very acquirable contract.
23 years old.
You get a 23-year-old with upside, and you control the next year. You can either have him or not have him, and it's not a humongous salary. I know it's big, but it's not huge. I think the Warriors can get something.
All right, Steiny's packing up. Before I get out of here, Jeff Kent, that came out of left field.
Sure did.
Why can't people just celebrate he made it and not bring up Barry? Like, that I just...
Well, because they're...
Forget the name. Like, that's not fair. Yeah, we know why Barry's not in, but Jeff got in. He deserved to get it. Pop said Lou Whitaker should have got in. I'm like, because he ain't in yet. But anyway.
But they're attached. They were 3-4 in the lineup. On some level, their
numbers...
But
we know why Barry's being omitted, right?
Yes, sure,
but we don't agree with it.
No, that's a different story.
We don't agree with it.
But still celebrate Jeff.
They actually agree with it. And one thing that you may not have known when you look deeper into what happened, he didn't get enough votes to be on the next go-round of the Veterans Committee. He has to wait now till 2031.
Wow.
And if he doesn't get 5 votes, then he's done forever. Until they change the rule, right.
Just ask college football.
But like Draymond's going to be a Hall of Famer because he got drafted by the Warriors and got to play with Steph. There's no shade in that. If he went to SAC, he probably wouldn't be this Draymond, but they're saying that about Jeff. Oh, Barry protect and?
Nobody, I don't think anybody's mad that Jeff is in, but it doesn't get celebrated the same way because I just, like for me, I have a general distaste about the whole thing. It's kind of like the college football playoff.
It kind of is.
Like, I'm not going to parade around and be like, woohoo, Oregon, James Madison. It's like, whatever, you guys, whatever the hell you're all doing, that's fine.
I hear you.
Same thing with the Hall of Fame. You know, same thing when the ball's fumbled through the end zone and the other team gets it at the 20.
Two feet, 3 feet.
I hear you.
All right, guys.
You all right?
Well, you hit it out of the park today, like I know you will.
Well, thank you for those wishes, Steiny.
Bring it home on 95.7 The Game.
Go Tulane.
You're a loser.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.